Phonics Booster Books, number 32, The Big City. Grace used to live in a little, small town until she moved to a big, huge city. Three men packed Grace's toys, books, bed, and all her family things into a large van. Then they drove off. Grace and her family piled into their car. "I'll sit in the back seat," said Grace. She wanted to carry the nice gift her pals had given her. She wanted to sit with her dog, Madge. Grace's new home is on a block with lots of other houses. The houses stand in a row, side by side. There is no space in between them. That's why they are called row houses, says Grace's dad. Grace's house was tall, wide, cement steps. The houses to the left and right also have steps. Down the block are houses where the front doors open right onto the sidewalk. All the houses on Grace's block have nice green hedges. They are beautiful plants on many of the window ledges. Grace wants to visit the rest of the city. It is a beautiful day, so her dad tells her they should take a walk. "Can we go everywhere? Can we look at everything?" Grace asks. "I want to know all about this big place." All kinds of different people pass Grace and Dad on the city sidewalks. Everyone moves very fast. "It feels like a race," Grace says. The city streets are filled with cars, cabs, buses, and bikes. On one street, none of them can move at all. Grace sees a man with a badge on his jacket go into the street. He puts up his hand to make the cars, cabs, and buses stop. He waves his hand and they go. "He will help clear up this traffic jam," Dad says. "This city has so many tall buildings," Grace says. "And more to come," Dad adds. "Men are working on new buildings. They use huge yellow cranes to move parts from one place to another. Most of the tall buildings have lots and lots of windows." "Look at that man up there cleaning the glass," Dad says. Grace looks up. She sees the man way up high near a window ledge. Grace and her dad walk past many shops. She has never seen so much stuff. "The city has shops for everything," says Grace. "One shop sells food from all over the world." "Look at the spices and grains," Dad says, "and all the seeds, nuts, and rice." "I see something we should get," says Grace. "Here is a hint. If it gets too hot, it will pop." Dad smiles. "I'll get it," he says. "We will take 1 pound of this, please," he says to the shop owner. "I will carry the bag," Grace grins. Grace and her dad stroll into a pet shop. They see cats, dogs, fish, and mice for sale. Grace peeks at a snake in a glass cage. "Cool," she says. The pet shop has little boots for dogs. "Madge would look funny in those," says Grace. "But she would like this." She buys a dog bone. Down the street is a shop that sells books. There are piles of books all around the store. "These stacks are as tall as I am," says Grace. She sees books with pages that are kind of yellow. Her dad says these books are very old. She shows her the price tag. "They cost twice as much as the other books," Grace says. Dad and Grace keep walking. They come to a shop with lots of beautiful rings in the window. The rings have bright, shiny red, green, or blue stones in them. Her dad tells Grace the stones are called gems. Next, Dad shows Grace where the trains come into the city. It is a huge place. "There is so much space, we could play a ball game in here," Grace grins. Dad tells Grace that trains also run under the ground. Grace thinks that sounds strange. I want to see them, she says. They walk down steep steps. They're under the ground now, says Dad. There are more crowds. Some people read, some talk, and others wait. One man sings. People clap and drop money into a hat for him. Grace puts in 10 cents. The man smiles at her. Dad says this place is called a subway. Grace spots a subway map. She and Dad find the subway stop that is near their home. Grace and her dad go back up to the street. She sees a big green truck. There are huge bags of trash in front of the buildings. Grace sees something they had back in her old town. Look, people recycle in the city too, she says. Grace and her dad cross the street. They make a left onto another block. Look, a giant park, says Grace. Look at all the grass and trees. She runs up to the park gates. She thinks she sees a playground inside. Let's go in this city park. Grace pulls her dad's hand. The park playground is very big. There are lots of swings and slides. Grace swings while her dad sits on a bench. As she swings, Grace sees some tall green hedges. Look at those hedges, Dad. They are not cut like the ones on our block, Grace grins. Those hedges are cute animals. Grace sees a man with an ice cream cart. A sign lists all the prices. Could we get some ice cream? She asks. Dad hands the man the money. Grace licks her ice cream cone as they walk. Dad, look at the beautiful bridge over the lake, Grace says. That looks like a nice spot. Grace and her dad walk over the bridge. There are rowboats on the lake. People wave at them from their boats. The other side of the lake is even more fun. Dad, look, animals, let's go, Grace says. She races over the bridge. Grace and her dad walk past a fence. They come to a place where you can pet and feed the animals. Grace feeds a goat. Now it is getting dark. Dad says it's time to go home. He doesn't want to walk all the way back. Let's take a cab, says Dad. The cab whizzes along. The lights in the tall buildings come on. This is such a big city. There is still so much to see, says Grace. She starts to yawn. I'm going to like living and sleeping in this big city, she says. We're home, says Dad.